If you have a Bible this evening, turn with us, if you would, into Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 13. Let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God. Matthew 13, verse number 44. Matthew 13, verse 44. The Bible said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchantman seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. You may be seated tonight. Father, thank you for this time together around the Word of God in your house. Help us tonight, God, to be instructive. Help us, Lord, to be challenging in the preaching. Pray, Lord, that you would help us to be a blessing. Pray you'd help me now. I'll be careful to honor you and thank you for everything you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you. Amen. And amen. Camp meeting coming next week. I wouldn't have a chance to preach, so I thought I'd try to slide this slot in tonight. And take a look at some emblems of the church. Now, there's not a lot said today about the church. Matter of fact, a lot of people think that the church is going down, but it's not. The church is alive and well. The church is going up. It's not going down. And there are some great emblems that Jesus taught us in this Bible that would reflect the presence of the church. In my reading tonight, first of all, you'll see the first emblem. The church is as a pearl. You'll see it is of great price. Now, the Bible said in Matthew 13:45, we see the church as a pearl, a great price. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he found one, boy, it didn't take many for him, did it? I know a lot of people, they're not interested unless it's 2,000 or 3,000. But I sure am glad that God's not so much interested in numbers, but He's interested in individuals. Matter of fact, you better be glad one day that God set His eye on you and He's seen something in you that nobody else ever did see. You'll notice in verse 45, there was a pursuing. The Bible said that it was a merchantman seeking goodly pearls. Aren't you glad one day that Jesus came looking for you? Now, I'll remind you that you didn't find Him, but He found you. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, you remember the story, I seen it preaching this week one night in revival meeting. Do you remember when the axe head came off? And there Elisha, the Bible said he cut down a stick. It means that it must have been alive. It must have been living. He just didn't reach down and pick up a stick. But the Bible said he cut one and he cast it in the waters. And watch this. The wood didn't go to the iron, but the Bible said and the iron did swim. Aren't you glad by the drawing power of the old rugged cross that He's still drawing men, women, boys, and girls? Matter of fact, church, He said, if He would be lifted up, He would draw all men unto Him. You always remember this. When we're not seeing people saved, we're not lifting Him to where He needs to be. I'm going to tell you, God needs to be seen in our church. People don't need to see personalities. They don't see the preacher. They don't need to see you. They need to see the crucified one high and lifted. And honey, I come to tell you tonight that the life-giving of the cross of the Lord Jesus, when it was cast in the waters, the iron did swim. Aren't you glad one day God drew you by His amazing grace and by His wonderful power? And we see the great emblem of the church. We see this pearl, a great price. We see in verse 45, there was a pursuing. And then verse 46, there was a purchasing. The Bible said that He would sell off all that He had. Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus gave everything that He had to get to you? He didn't pay just a price. He gave it all. Let me ask y'all something tonight, church, as your preacher, real quickly as I move forward. If Jesus died for us, we ought to live for Him. My, I'm telling you, we see a pursuing and we see a purchasing. But in verse 46, the Bible certainly says this, that He took and He sold all that He had and bought it. There's a pursuing, a purchasing, but there's also a possessing. I'm glad the Lord owns me tonight. Now, certainly the Lord paid a price, and I'm glad that I'm bought by His blood, put in the family of God, and we see here the church as a pearl, a great price. Number two, not only the church as an emblem of a pearl, a great price, but you'll notice in 1 Peter 2 and verse number 1, 1 Peter 2 and verse number 1, you'll see the church as a house, it is a great place. I want to say tonight, I'm glad I've got a good place to go to church. Now, I know I beat the bandwagon pretty hard a lot of times about deadness, but God's house never was intended to be dead. Amen. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We were dead in trespasses and sins, but one day when we believed upon Christ, the Holy Spirit came and lived in us and brought unto us life. The Bible said He hath quickened us, made us alive by the Spirit of God. And when we come to church, we ought to have a mindset. We're going to come in and go to meeting for the glory of God. And sometime I realize you got to shout on credit, but don't lose your shout tonight. We got somebody to shout about. Now I want to say in this teaching, not only the church emblem as a pearl, a great price, but we find it as a house, a great place. In 1 Peter chapter number 2, and verse number 5, he says, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. It's a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now he says we're built up a spiritual house. In verse number 5, I'm glad that is the saints' house. Let me tell you, this isn't community church. This is the blood-washed band. Let me tell you, God didn't die for the community house. He died for the church. We ought to put church on the sign and realize we got a good place to go to church. We see this great emblem. It is as a house, a great place. Now it's the saints' house. It's a spiritual house. In verse 5, you'll notice it's a sacrificial house. He said a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I want to say I appreciate you coming back on a Sunday night. It is a sacrifice. This flesh gets tired. I realize as your preacher, as your pastor, we're in a culture that everybody's run about slammed to death. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of times that's our choosing. And certainly we ought to realize that we have to make some sacrifices if we're really going to please God. Now, tonight, we see the emblem of the church, a pearl. It brought a great price. We see as a house, it is a great place. And I want to say this. I realize I'm probably prejudiced of Liberty Baptist Church. But I want to tell you, we've got a good place to go to church. And I thank God that He's put this ministry together. It is a great house that He's done, and it is a great place. I want to say it's a great place to believe. It's a great place to belong. And it's a great place to become. I like what the psalmist David said. He said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than anything he know. It's just something about getting to church with the saints of God. When the Lord comes in, it sure does help you. It's better than the movie hall. Amen. It's better than what they got down yonder. Thank God we've got a good house to come to tonight. My, what a great place God has given us in the church. Now, the emblems of the church, he taught it as a pearl, a great price, as a house, a great place. But in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, we see another emblem. It is as a pillar. It should be a great post. As a pillar, a great post. Turn to 1 Timothy this evening, chapter number 3 and verse 15. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. Paul now is writing to young Timothy, and this is what he says. He said, if I tarry long, he said, that thou mayest know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God. Look, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Now, I'm going to ask you something tonight. We see as a pillar a great post. It ought to be a great pillar in the community. What are you saying? It ought to give direction in a community. Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you, people came this morning, some of the first times they've ever even been in the church. They're coming looking for direction. And I'm going to tell you another thing. They're coming looking for acceptance. They're wanting somebody that's just real. We've had enough Baptists that seem to be on a limb above us. Why don't we get back and realize about grassroots old-time religion and realize if it went for the grace of God, we'd all be in hell. There's no big ones. There's no little ones. We ought to get out of our seat and welcome them in the house of God. We ought to encourage them. When one comes to the altar, it ought to be 100 come with them to the altar. You say, well, preacher, it's not my problem. Honey, you hang on. You'll have that problem one day. You'll need somebody to go down to an altar with you. I'm glad tonight I've got a good place that I can go to church, and it's to be a pillar in a community lost and undone without God. We got enough bootleggers. We got enough liquor stores. We need some churches back on the corner that's saying Jesus saves. Jesus saved. The cross still right and the Bible still right. Help us to go in this last day, in this last hour. Now I want to say tonight, the emblem of the church, it is as a pearl, a great price. God paid it all to get us. It is as a house, a great place. The church is as a pillar, a great post. It ought to be a place where we can lean. There's times in my life, I'll be honest with you, when I come here, I'm leaning. And I'm going to tell you this, though. I want to lean in. I don't want to lean out. Some of you that's a leaning out, be careful. The devil will be sure you're offended. And you'll get blowed out. And this is the problem. You won't go to another good Bible-believing church. You'll just go home and take your children there. And if the devil can get you to park there, that's where you're headed tonight. But I'm going to tell you, as in the community, we have a pillar, a great post. A place to lean, a place to learn, and a place to live. There's nothing like serving God. I get tired in the flesh, I get down in the spirit, but I'm telling you, there's nothing like serving God in spirit and in truth. I appreciate Brother Donald standing this morning saying, preacher, I want to say a word. I'm glad he's a living tonight. I'm glad he's a shouting. We take a lot of things for granted. I can remember days gone by in this church when some of his family would get up and sing. They're in heaven tonight. We better realize that every service will always be different. We'll never have the same service. We ought to appreciate the saints of God as God has put us in our path. Realize we are a pillar in the community. And we better be a standing for what's right. Amen. I see on the signs, come watch a movie. Come do this. Come do that. Let's see if we can get something different going in our church. Get a crowd. I can tell you in this Laodicea, preachers, in this Laodicean church age, don't look for people flipping over preaching too much. Lukewarm society. Have need of nothing. was preaching this week. I said, when God ain't doing nothing, I can tell you why. Because people don't want nothing from Him. But honey, you let a hard time come to your house. You let your baby get sick. You let your husband walk out. Or your wife walk. You lose your job. And you'll realize you'll be glad there's a pillar left in a community where you can come and get encouragement by the good grace of God. Emblems of the church is a pillar, a great post. And then we see also another emblem in 1 Peter 5 and 2. It is as a flock, a great picture. 1 Peter 5 in verse number 2. I could say a lot about this, but in passing, I want to get to where I'm getting to tonight in invitation. But in 1 Peter 5 verse number 2, we see as a flock, it's a great picture. The Bible simply said this, Peter's writing, and he said in verse 1, the elders that are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness in the suffering of Christ, also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you. He's talking to that under shepherd. Taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Tonight, we see one emblem. It is as a flock, a great picture. Now, it is a grazing flock in verse 2. You must be fed. And I'm going to tell you, I hear a lot of times, well, I'm just not getting fed. Put your head in the trough. There's more in here than we'll ever eat a lifetime. This Bible's loaded. We don't need a new Bible. We need to live out of the one that we've got. Oh my, this has a flock, a great picture. It is a grazing flock. And then you'll notice there's a guarding of the flock. He told the under-shepherd, take in the oversight thereof. You ever notice this? Sheep don't open gates. Sheep don't put up fences. Sheep don't put in feed troughs. Sheep don't run water. Sheep don't keep wolves out of the flock. The shepherd does. And he's saying, take in the oversight there. Because I done found this about pastoring, honey. If I don't take the oversight thereof, the devil will. You say, preacher, you run the church. No, but I'm here to be sure you don't run the church. We're going to let God run the church. Now, as a flock, it's a great picture. And then Ephesians 3:15, we see it now as a family, a great people. What an honor to be a child of God. Ephesians 3:15. The Bible said, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, you say, well, preacher, I don't have no family. You do in the house of God. The day the Lord saved you, put the Holy Spirit in you to live in you, He put you in a family. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, the family is a great people. I've met some of the greatest Christians since I've been saved. I've met some of the greatest people since I've been saved that I've ever met in my life. I'm glad for the people God has brought in my path. I appreciate the little ones in our church come by. I'm going to tell you, I'm a better man today because I come to church. I'm better today than I would have been if I was a sitting at home. I can get some help at the house of God. And I'm going to tell you tonight, we are a family. We're great people. Listen to me tonight. When one hurts, we all ought to hurt. I don't understand why some of y'all don't want to get involved. You just come sort of tiptoe and look in on things. You ought to get in this thing. Get hog wild about it. You go down to the restaurant. You put both elbows on the table. And I mean, you're putting in everything you've got. That's the way you ought to do when you come to the house of God. Get in this thing. We're one family. There's no big ones, no little. It ain't no one family runs this place. Get involved. Get in this thing. Love each other. Hey, exalt the Lord and love each other tonight. We need each other, church. Churches are closing all around America and this community. We better get involved. And we better have some feelings one for another. It's easy to turn your head and walk by. But I'm going to tell you the day God puts you in His family, He put some responsibility on me and you. And there's coming a checking in morning one day, friend. And it's not going to be that I forgot about it. We're going to stand in front of the King and we're going to give an account of what we've done in this life. We need each other. Amen. I mean, we need each other. We ought to encourage one another. We're one family. As a family of great people. Man, the greatest people that's ever been known on the face of heaven. You remember God called Moses to redeem His people out of the hand of Pharaoh? He said, let my people go. I sure am glad that God is involved in His people. I lost my earthly dad some 15 or so years ago, but I'm glad I've got a heavenly Father that's looking about His Son. He knows about all my needs and all my heartaches. He knows about everything in my life. And I'm glad that He put me in the family one glorious day. The emblems of the church as a flock, a great picture, as a family, a great people. But in Revelation 19, you won't have to turn there, He talks about the Lamb's wife. The church is as a bride, a great privilege. Boy, I'm telling you what, it's nothing like getting a glimpse of Him. I talked a little bit about it this morning. There when Jacob had looked out, there he had found Leah. It just wasn't what that he wanted. Wasn't what he thought it was. But he got a glimpse of somebody else and it helped him through the hard time. Aren't you glad that in the body of Christ, we are the bride. He is the bridegroom. And I'm glad it's a great marriage ceremony going to take place one of these days. Boy, what a great privilege that God would come and marry us. What a privilege. You hear a lot of people say, boy, she sure is privileged to have Him. My, what do you think about us tonight, church? We show our privilege to have Him. And then, not only as a family, a great people, as a wife, a great privilege, but in Ephesians 1, verse 22, as a body, a great purpose. In Ephesians 1, verse number 22, what's your Bible here this evening? Ephesians 1, verse number 22, He talks to us as being one body. Ephesians 1, verse number 22, He said, He hath put all things under His feet, gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Now, I sure am glad that I'm in the body of the Lord Jesus tonight. One body, we ought to be promoting unity, harmony. We ought to be promoting encouragement, positive. Oh, tonight it's a great purpose as a body. God has saved me and you for a purpose. Matter of fact, He's put you in a place where you work and you wonder, why does the Lord have me here? It's for a purpose. You say, preacher, why am I in this church right now? It's for a purpose. Find out your purpose and be faithful unto God. Because as a body, it is a great purpose. And then lastly tonight, we find this last emblem I want to deal with as a candlestick. It's a great presence. In Revelation 1 and verse number 12, the Lord had something to say here. John was walking around. He said, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass, as they burned in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun that shineth in his strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet dead. He laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and I am the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, they said.
Even the Holy Ghost said amen right there. If the Holy Ghost said amen, it's okay for you to say amen. And he said, and have the keys of hell and of death. Oh, tonight is a candlestick. It is a great presence. You see, it is a light that shines. A candlestick. Listen, a candlestick is not the light. It promotes the light. And as our church and this community, it ought to be a candlestick lit up on this hillside, letting the light of the Lord Jesus shine. And I'm going to tell you something. If the light of Jesus shines, there is no respecter of person. Aren't you glad one day it shined on you and found you? You know, there's a song about the lighthouse. In this dark time, somebody may need to be finding their way home. I love the newcomers in the church. They've not got used to the atmosphere of God yet, and they're appreciative of God coming by, turning a light on to give them help till we get yonder in the glory land world. Church, Liberty Baptist Church, listen to me. Miss Sherry, is she here tonight? Okay, all right, let's get, where is Miss Jennifer? Miss Jennifer, you come tonight. I want to do something here God put on my heart just a few moments ago preaching. We're starting in our camp meeting next week. And I'd like to encourage our church to gather around this altar. Before I do, I'd like to ask you this. And I'd like for you to really search in your heart. And I want to ask you this question tonight. Now, if God tarries His coming and things don't change, there'll be six preachers preach here next week. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday through Thursday, that'll be six men stand up and preach. I wonder, would it be anybody tonight down in your heart say, God, would you speak to me through those men and show me what I need in my life? Church, I'm hoping that the Lord will send us something that we need to hear and we'll take it